those days when I'm tired or worn out or just basically sick of the grind, what do? On those days, I go anyways. I get it done, even if I'm just going through the motions. I go through the motions. I don't really want to work out. I work out. I really don't want to hammer on a project. I hammer on the project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. I get up and get out of bed. Now, these could be signals that you need some time off. And those signals might be right. They could be correct. But don't take today off. Not today. Wait until tomorrow. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights, sprint the hill, work on the project, get out of bed. Now, as an overall rule, I do not like procrastination. You need to get things done. But if you are going to rest, that is one thing that you should procrastinate on. That's the one thing I want you to put off until tomorrow. And if, when tomorrow comes, you still feel like you need to rest or you need to take a break, then okay, take it. But the chances are you won't. You won't need that rest. Chances are you will realize that the desire to rest was just weakness. It was just the desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the easy path. And by simply going through the motions, you overcame that path. And you stayed on the righteous path, the disciplined path. You stayed on the war path, which is right where you know that you belong. How do you stop making excuses? You have to realize, you have to know, you have to accept that all your excuses are lies. They are lies, all of them. Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. You don't have support. That's a lie. You don't have the equipment or the gear. Lies. You don't know the best way. Who cares? That's a lie. Or you're too old or you're too young. Of course you're too old or too young. Lie. And there's you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie. And you're too tired or you're too sore or you're just plain not feeling it. Lies, lies, lies. And the list goes on and on and on. And it doesn't stop if you don't make it stop. So recognize the excuses are not valid. They're trumped up. They're conjured up. They're fabricated. They're lies. And how do you stop the lies? You stop the lies with the truth. The truth. The truth will set you free. The truth will stand and the truth will deliver you from procrastination and laziness and the downward spiral that comes with a lack of discipline. So don't believe the lies, believe the truth. And the truth is, you have time, you have the skill, you have the knowledge and the support and the willpower and the discipline to get it done. So cast out the lies, burn them down and listen to the truth and live the truth and go out and get it done. And I always say that discipline is the root of all good qualities, but you have to absolutely apply it to things outside of just waking up early. It's everything. It's working out every day, making yourself stronger and faster and more flexible and healthier. Discipline is eating the right foods to fuel your system. It's about disciplining your emotions so you can make good decisions. It's about having the discipline to control your ego so your ego doesn't get out of hand and control you. It's about treating people the way you would want to be treated and doing the tasks that you don't necessarily want to do, but that you know will help you or help your team. It's about facing your fears. It takes discipline to face your fears so you can conquer them. And that's what discipline is. Discipline means taking the hard road, the uphill road, to do what's right for yourself and for other people. It's so often the easy path that calls to us to be weak for that moment, to break down for that moment, to give in to the desire and the short-term gratification. But the discipline will not allow that. The discipline calls for strength and fortitude and will. It won't accept weakness. It won't tolerate another breakdown. The discipline can seem like it's your worst enemy, but the reality is, discipline is your best friend. It will take care of you like nothing else can. And it'll put you on that path. The path to strength and health and intelligence and happiness. And most importantly, it'll put you on that path to freedom.
Begin. You know, I hear that a lot. Like, where do I start? I would say there is huge power in beginning. There's huge power in starting. It's almost like the universe begins to support you when you take that first step. I would say believe in you when no one else believes in you until the whole world believes in you. I think the reason why we even have the question of where do I begin is from fear. Mm-hmm. We're paralyzed. So it's start to believe in yourself and start to read books and realize all the great heroes were anonymous for 25 or 30 years before the world celebrated them. I would also say genius is less about genetics and more about your habits. So, you know, start with the philosophy, beginning and starting. Start to believe in yourself. Understand that you're going to be laughed at. You're going to be misunderstood. And every great hero is misunderstood at the beginning. But then install the right habits. And this is where the methodology does follow the philosophy.
Yeah.
Once you get the philosophy, which is just the truth, what do you want your life to stand for? You know, what's most important to you? What are your big five for the rest of your life? What are the key values and beliefs you want to live by? Once you get the philosophy calibrated and you don't follow the world's philosophy, you have the bravery and wisdom to trust what feels right to you. And then start installing the habits that science have proven to work. And for me, it's been the 5 a.m. club is very powerful. The 5 great hours rule, the second wind workout, which is basically if you believe exercise is valuable, why would you only do it once a day?
Mm-hmm.
The micro bravery, a great pre-sleep workout, the weekly design system, et cetera.
There's a bunch of people that will say, well, I have a family, so, you know, it's a great idea for you to just go out there and go crazy. I have people to support. You need to listen. Stop saying that. Stop saying any of those things. Every single person who has ever done anything worthwhile or exceptional or difficult or extraordinary, anyone, whether it's great artists or authors or mathematicians, everyone encounters difficulties. There is no easy road. It does not exist. It is impossible. Everyone has issues. When you come up with excuses for why other people are successful and you're not, that is dangerous. When you give yourself an escape, yeah, well, that's easy for you to say. Everybody has a hard road. I wanted to jump out a window several times during my young life. I wanted to jump in front of a train and just end it because it's too much pressure. We all go through hard times. We all go through depression. We all do go through doubt and then moments in your life where it's really difficult and you're trying to figure out what the your path is going to be. It's hard. That is what makes you a person. And those difficult moments are what build your character. I'm fascinated by martial arts. I'm fascinated by comedy. I'm fascinated by many, many different things. I don't understand when people say they're bored, because if I had the time to live 100 lives, I'd be speaking different languages. I'd be living in different countries. I would try a number of different careers, because I think there's a lot of
unbelievably fascinating, puzzling, complex things that you could study in this world. And I think that is one of the things that motivated me to explore difficult tasks, because through difficult tasks, you learn an incredible amount about yourself. And you, through the fire of competition, you get to understand motivation, you get to understand the resistance that you have inside your mind to doing hard work. You get to understand the rewards of discipline. Like, you don't truly appreciate relaxation unless you've worked hard. And that is the yin and the yang of life. One of the worst decisions a man can make is to be comfortable.